This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, greetings friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 32 years of practice in pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it is a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that healing, renewing, regenerating system a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here for you on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. 844-236-6010. If you have questions about the longevity products, longevity business, health challenges you or a loved one may be dealing with, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you do that. 844-236-6010 is our number. And, of course, if you have a success story you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase any of our True Skin Health products, please go to TruthTreatments.com. Make sure you take a look at our Biomimetic Mineral Mist, as well as our Retinol 5% Gel and Retinol 1% Gel, Truth Omega 6 Healing Cream, and Truth Transdermal C Balm. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Treatments. They're all up at TruthTreatments.com. TruthTreatments.com. All right, welcome back to The Bright Side, friends. We've been talking about the energetics, the energy nature of the body, bioenergetics. The word energy has been kind of co-opted by less than scientific, new agey sorts of pseudo-scientific or even non-scientific perspectives and interests. And it's kind of diverted, it's sort of adulterated and clouded our ability to really appreciate what is occurring in this super high-tech, almost science fiction-like nature of this marvelous instrument we call the human body, the incredible, really incomprehensible biochemical, bioenergetic nature of the human body is somehow something that we don't think about. We don't pay attention to when we're sick. We don't pay attention to when we're healthy. We don't even pay attention to it, except once in a while, maybe watching something on Nova or on the internet. Some of us, anyway, will take a few minutes to be blown away by the nature of biology, the nature of our bodies. But really, when we're sick, the first thing we think about is going to the doctor. For most people, if we have something as simple as a cold, the first thing we think about is going to the doctor. We have a rash, we go to the dermatologist. We have an allergy, we go to the allergist. We're a woman going through menopause, we go to the OBGYN. This is just the standard way we do business when it comes to our health is if we're sick, we go to the doctor. And this completely flies in the face of the understanding the body as an energetic system. When we understand that the body is an energetic system, we'll see there's nothing in the medical model that can address deficiencies or defects or breakdown somehow in the processing of energy in the body. It is not a medical issue. It is strictly a lifestyle issue, and that is awesome news. That is the best news anybody who has diabetes could ever hear. is that their diabetes is not a medical issue. It's an energetic issue, and energetics have nothing to do with medicine. There's nothing in the world of energetics, in the world of energy, there is nothing, zippo, nada, zero, a doctor can do to support the body's health, to support the energetics of the body. There's nothing in the doctor's bag of tricks that will help the body process energy more effectively. In fact, the exact opposite is the case. Everything, with a capital E, everything in the doctor's magical bag of tricks will suppress the body's ability or somehow have a negative effect, somehow hurt the body or harm the body's ability to process energy. We call that toxicity. And it is the tool of the trade of the medical model, even if they will tell you that the toxicity is somehow beneficial. That's the theory behind pharmacomedicine, is that the toxicity is somehow beneficial. It's like George Orwell in 1984, war is peace. Toxicity is healing. That's the doctor model. Not the medical model, we'll say. I don't want to blame doctors. It's the medical model. War is peace. Toxicity is healing. At the end of the day, not only is the body the physical manifestation of structured, organized energy, that's the key, it's structured, organized energy in a shape, in a form. Think of a crystal. That's what a crystal is. A crystal is organized energy that is structured in a certain shape that gives it information. It's in formation. It's in a form. By the way, the technical definition of information, according to what's called something called information theory, there's actually a science called information theory, and the technical definition of information, according to information theory, is the elimination of uncertainty. Information is the elimination of uncertainty. Information is information to the degree it gives you a sense of certainty. When we're sick, there's an element of uncertainty that's involved. This is what's so terrifying about being sick, is the uncertainty. Health is certainty. Health is information. Health is shape. There's nothing a doctor can do to support that. This organized energy is the essence of health. This information is the essence of health. When we are in the right shape, we have certainty or information, our energy is organized, we are in health. Anything we could do to support the organization of energy into the body, to make the body more organized, is going to make us healthier. Okay, so what does that? Exercise makes the body more organized. Food makes the body more organized if it's correct food. In fact, food, first and foremost, represents energy, as well as the organized molecules. Energy, information, and health, there's several components. First, there's food. Food has the energy, and food has the organized molecules. We've talked about this a lot. It's the macro and micronutrients, thus the importance of eating whole, unprocessed foods, and supplementing our food, supplementing our income, in this case our food income, supplementing our food income, it's coming into the body, with organizing molecules, i.e. the Mighty 90 Essential Nutrients, your Healthy Start Pack. The Healthy Start Pack is the organizing molecules for the protein, fats, and carbs. If you're thinking, well, maybe I should be doing my Beyond Tangy Tangerine with food, you're exactly right. If you do your BTT and your Mighty 90 with food, you're going to help that food get organized. That's why you want to take your nutrients with food if possible, for the most part. There's some exceptions to that. But for the most part, you want to have your nutrients with food, your micronutrients, your supplements, because they're going to help the food work better. Or they're going to help the body be able to work, to extract the energy or work with the energy more efficiently. Food without micronutrients is a disaster. Food without micronutrients, you might say, is the ultimate health disaster that we are confronting. We are the starving obese in the United States of America and maybe around the world. The starving obese because we get plenty of the food, but not the micronutrients to help the body utilize that food. Oxygen is also important, as is respiration. Respiration means inhalation and exhalation, so breathing in and breathing out. How many times a day do we talk about in this program? SDR breathing, slow, deep, rhythmic breathing. Slow, deep, rhythmic breathing. There's a lot of things for you. Number one, it provides the body with oxygen. It provides the body with carbon dioxide and also helps you release carbon dioxide. It alkalinizes the body, relaxes the body. Most importantly, maybe, it activates the parasympathetic nervous system. I don't say most importantly, but importantly, it activates the parasympathetic nervous system. And of course, this is where the molecules that are involved in the food, that are part of the food, become combusted by the oxygen. Oxygen is important for combustion. If you ever want to make your fire in your fireplace burn more brightly, you put oxygen in it because oxygen improves burning. It does the same thing at the quantum level inside a cell. All right, take a break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll return right after this.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back. back on the Bright Side. That line's open for you at 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about the longevity products, longevity business, health challenges, or if you have a comment or success story you'd like to share, questions about anything we're talking about here today, digestive enzymes, enzymes in general, energy, the energy nature of the body, which is absolutely unbelievably fascinating when you think about it, how the body organizes energy, how it somehow structures energy to form this super high-tech, crazy complex and tightly regulated, organized energy system, information system, energy information system called the human body. If you have questions about any of that stuff, or if you just have a comment or success story you'd like to share, 844-236-6010 is our number on the Bright Side. We are on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You can also find blog posts and news stories at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. All right, got lines open, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our next segment. We're talking about the energy nature of the body, the energetics of the body, food and micronutrition are sources of energy. Oxygen allows the body to combust the energy, the combination of food, micronutrients, and oxygen all put together results in combustion, burning of that food, and that burning of the food releases energy, and presumably the micronutrients that should be in the food directs the energy. And by the way, it's not just oxygen that's important, it's also carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide has blown off, obviously, we all know that, in the exhalation, but you have to have a certain amount of carbon dioxide in the body. If you don't have enough carbon dioxide in the body, this can constrict the blood vessels. It can definitely affect the heart. It can affect the lungs. There's actually a type of breathing called buteyko breathing. B-U-T-E-Y-K-O. Buteyko breathing. The buteyko breathing method understands the importance of carbon dioxide and leverages the importance of carbon dioxide by controlling the inhalation and the exhalation process. And the buteyko method, B-U-T-E-Y-K-O, buteyko method has been used very successfully to treat asthma. If you have asthma, you may want to Google the buteyko breathing method for asthma, or just Google, it's kind of interesting anyway, the buteyko breathing mechanism or buteyko breathing technique. It's most commonly used for asthma, but athletes are using it as well. Has a lot to do with mouth breathing, non-mouth breathing. A lot of people will breathe in through their mouth. Sometimes even they're told to breathe out through the mouth, in through the nose, out through the mouth. I've heard that before. That's not true. You breathe in. I learned it as nose is for breathing, mouth is for eating. So you always want to be breathing in through your nose to maximize the effects, at least from the buteyko method. I think it's always important to breathe in through the nose. In any case, the buteyko method has been used very successfully to treat asthma, and it leverages the power of carbon dioxide, not as a waste material, but carbon dioxide is an oxygen magnet. Then, so after you get the food, you get the circulatory, the respiratory system. Then you have the circulatory system. Circulatory system is also critical because the circulatory system is how all the stuff gets delivered to the cells. The blood system. The blood system, the circulatory system, delivers the nutrients, it delivers oxygen to the cells, it helps detoxify the cells, and in fact, the circulatory system generates its own electrical charges. The circulatory system, which whose main component is the blood, is a electrical generating system. It's generating electricity as it's moving. Physicists call this the zeta potential, Z-E-T-A, zeta potential. And the movement of blood is actually occurring, this is so cool, it occurs in a vortex. Yes, if you could look at the blood itself as it's moving through the circulatory system, you could see it's moving like in a vertical movement, like the way water spins in a blender, in a Vitamix. Vortexes generate electrical energy. That's why I always say you want to mix your vegetables in a Vitamix and drink veggie Vitamix juices. You'll get the electrical energy. You'll get, in addition to all the nutrients in the veggies, you'll also get electrical energy. In fact, if you just put a cucumber in water and vortex it in a Vitamix or even a blender, you will get you'll actually feel energy. You'll feel energy that's above and beyond the calories that are in the cucumber, which of course doesn't have a lot of calories. If you do it with your Beyond Tangy Tangerine, same thing happens. If you do mineral, if you do a salt, it'll happen. Salt, minerals, phytonutrients, even vitamins in a vortex will help, will conduct electrical energy above and beyond the calories that are included. Usually calories are, it takes calories to get energy, but you can actually get energy in a very low calorie way by using a vortex, by using a blender and creating a vortex. The movement of blood is the same thing. There are actually scientists now who believe that the heart is not actually a pump. Because they say, this is there's a guy who wrote a book named Thomas Cower, I believe, C-O-W-E-R, he's a physician. He says there's no way the heart can pump all the blood through the body. The heart is just is too small to be able to force all that blood through the tiny vessels and then all the way back up again. And he says that the movement of the blood actually occurs via the energy that's produced in the vortex that the fluid is moving in. The blood fluid is moving in a vortex. This conducts an electrical charge, and according to Dr. Cower, anyway, he's an MD, he says that it's this vortical energy that accounts for the circulation of the blood, not the heart. Whether he's right or wrong, I don't know. It sounds good. I believe he could very well be right. The point is that as the blood is moving through the circulatory system, as the fluid is moving through the circulatory system, it's generating an electrical charge. However, as the accumulation of toxicity from food, from the environment, from water, from crappy thinking, and from a gradual breakdown of the body, as this accumulation of toxicity ensues over the course of a lifetime, beginning at conception for most of us, that is when the sperm meets the egg, that's when toxicity for most of us starts to accumulate. Eventually, our blood becomes congested. Eventually, the blood will become dirty. I always say this, dirty blood. All disease is cell disease, but all cell disease is preceded by dirty blood. It's not a dirty blood is just a kind of attention getting way of talking about blood congestion, hemocongestion. Congestion of the blood occurs over the course of time as toxicity enters into the bloodstream through the digestive system, and if you're injecting things through your skin, that just complicates it. That just makes it worse. When that happens, when the blood becomes congested, it no longer can generate its electrical charge. The vortexes are messed up. It doesn't create vortexes as effectively. It doesn't deliver nutrients as effectively. It doesn't deliver oxygen as effectively. And then, to make matters worse, the congestion results in a further slowing down of the circulation, which leads to less nutrient delivery, less electrical charge, which leads to more slowing down. And you get this downward spiral. And it's all... This precedes all disease, folks. This is the common thread that runs through all chronic degenerative disease. Also, all chronic degenerative disease shows up as cell disease, but it's all preceded by dirty blood. And by the way, there's another very important aspect or component of the circulatory system called the lymphatic system. And that gets involved too. Lymphatic system is part of the circulatory system. We don't really talk about it anywhere near as much as we talk about the blood. But the lymph is a component of the circulatory system and has to circulate as well. Circulatory system, it has to circulate as well. And there, that's another aspect of the disease process. The lymphatic system is quite interesting. It's very interesting and very underappreciated. We've talked about it here in the past. We'll continue this discussion when we come back from our break and get your phone calls as well. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll return right after this.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon sending 5,000 active-duty U.S. troops to the U.S.-Mexican border by the end of this week to prepare for the arrival of a Central American migrant caravan that could still be weeks from arriving at the border. General Terrence O'Shaughnessy says some of the troops are already on their way.
We have about 800 soldiers that are on the way to Texas right now.
On another immigration issue, President Trump says he may sign an executive order that would end birthright citizenship for babies born in the U.S. to mothers who are not citizens, including illegal immigrants. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are heading to Pittsburgh today, where they'll honor the victims of Saturday's synagogue shooting massacre that killed 11 and wounded 6. The suspect Robert Bauer is now behind bars, facing 29 federal counts. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I'm pharmacist Ben, and we have lines open for you at 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls here after we read a couple of stories. If you have questions about anything we're speaking about here today or a health challenge you or a loved one may be dealing with, if you have a comment you'd like to share. 844, or a success story, 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase Longevity products, call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Or you can purchase Longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to check out our Truth Skin Health products at TruthTreatments.com or Truth Biomimetic Mineral Mist, Truth Retinol 1% Gel, Truth Retinol 5% Gel, and all our Truth Transdermal products, Truth Transdermal C products are at TruthTreatments.com. We got new products coming out here in hopefully the next 4 to 8 weeks. So keep checking the website. We also have a skincare blog that I try to keep regular with at TruthTreatments.com. That's plural, TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. We'll get to you when we just read a couple stories here, and we do have lines open, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. From the International Journal of Cancer, why you should eat your last meal before 9 p.m. Eating your last meal of the day earlier and at least before 9 p.m. helps lower your risk of breast cancer and prostate cancer. And if you do eat later than that, you'll get a similar protective effect if you wait 2 hours after eating before going to bed. Apparently, what you eat is just as important as when you eat it. This is according to researchers from Barcelona, from the Barcelona Institute for Global Health in Spain. And it all has to do with how your body breaks down food and how it metabolizes food. People who eat their last meal of the day before 9 p.m. are 20% less likely to develop breast or prostate cancer than those who eat after 10 p.m. One of the major, one of the most important benefits to eating, to stop eating before, they say 9 p.m., I say before 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. or 7 p.m. And then skipping breakfast is you have a longer time to burn fat. Your body has a tendency to go ketogenic the longer you can go without caloric intake. And that's why it's a really good idea to restrict your eating to, say, between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. If you just did that, if you just only ate between 11 and 5 p.m., even if you ate a lot, even if you ate more than you should eat, you probably wouldn't gain as much weight as if you eat throughout the day. They used to tell you, they don't say it anymore, but they used to tell you, you want to graze. I still hear nutritionists saying you want to spread out your calories. You want to make sure that you don't go 2 or 3 hours without meals. There's actually some athletes or bodybuilders who say that. Now, if you're a bodybuilder or an athlete and you're burning through calories, that might be different. But for the average couch potato, that is a very bad idea to graze. Number one, you don't ever give your digestive system a break. Number two, you're psychologically more prone towards eating the more you eat. Do you ever notice that if you start eating earlier in the day, you tend to eat more? Do you ever notice if you eat breakfast, you tend to eat more? Notice if you skip breakfast, how you're less likely to snack during the day. If you skip lunch, same thing. You're less likely to snack. The more we eat, the more we want to eat. The more frequently we eat, the more we want to eat. So not only is it helpful, to, at least according to this article, for reducing your risk of breast cancer and prostate cancer, it also is helpful for going ketogenic. It's also helpful for losing weight. It's also helpful for controlling your eating behavior to keep your eating, your food intake between 11 and 5, or just a small chunk of the day and spend as much of the day as possible not eating anything. All right, from the Journal of Obsessive Compulsive Related Disorders, OCD, Obsessive Compulsive Disorder, which I know a little something about. My dad had OCD. OCD could be caused by lack of sunlight. If you have OCD, it could be because you're living in the Northern Hemisphere and you're not getting enough sunlight. According to a new study, people suffering from OCD, that is obsessive compulsive disorder, where the sufferer constantly checks something or repeats the same routine, seems to be more prevalent among people living in the Northern Hemisphere. This is because people living in these regions get less sunlight, which makes syncing with their internal biological clock more difficult. This is according to researchers from Binghamton University in upstate New York, where you don't see the sun, as many of my upstate New York listeners know. You don't see the sun for 9 months a year. OCD is a big problem. So is alcoholism, for that matter, a big problem in upstate New York and in the New England areas, all that, the whole northeast, upper northeast area tends to suffer from things like OCD and psychological issues, psychological health issues, and drug addiction, and also alcoholism more than other parts of the country. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that there's not a lot of sun. Getting up late each morning also means that people are getting less sunlight, and this can become a vicious cycle, leading to more eccentric sleep patterns. OCD sufferers are notorious for not being able to get to sleep and then being unable to get up early in the morning. By reviewing the available literature on the prevalence of OCD in different countries, researchers were able to show a statistical correlation between OCD and latitude. N-acetylcysteine has been used to treat obsessive-compulsive disorder. This is so interesting to me. Also, niacin, vitamin B3, has been used to treat obsessive-compulsive disorder. And between niacin, vitamin B3, and all the B vitamins, you never want to take one B vitamin without taking the entire complex. So take your Beyond Tangy Tangerine with your Ultimate Niacin. And you can use it to treat OCD. You can use it to treat Asperger's syndrome. You can use it to treat social anxiety disorder. You can. It's been used to treat schizophrenia. Dr. Abram Hoffer wrote a book about vitamin B3 and schizophrenia. He wrote a book just on niacin. I forgot the name of the book, but it's just on niacin. Niacin is nicotine, and niacin have something, have some similarities. Nicotine from cigarettes and niacin, and as many smokers know, nicotine has a calming effect on the nerves. That's why one of the reasons why people smoke. And if you're trying to quit smoking, you may want to consider using a little vitamin B3, your Ultimate Niacin, 500 milligrams a day. Is a great strategy, a great supplemental strategy for folks who are trying to quit smoking. Okay, let's do one more here. This is from the Mayo Clinic. 200,000 Americans die each year from medical errors. Oh my God, that's the Mayo Clinic saying this. Around 200,000 Americans die each year because of some mistake made by a medical provider, and these errors are more likely to happen when the doctor is suffering from burnout, a new study has discovered, and many doctors are suffering from burnout. This is not to blame doctors. This is to blame patients, really. It's our fault as patients as much as it is doctors, because we're counting on doctors to do too much. This is where doctor burnout comes out, and we shouldn't be surprised that errors occur. It's just, they're always going to occur in the medical model. That's the nature of the beast. 200,000 Americans, that's a lot of Americans dying from medical errors, and that's the Mayo Clinic that came out with that study. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. We do have lines open. Let's hit the phones and say good morning to my friend Gary from Minnesota. What's up, Gary? How you doing?
Ben, always an honor to talk to you.
Likewise, Gary.
I recently took a blood test, first time in decades, because of that injury I've been battling.
The eye thing?
No, the humerus that I broke last January.
Okay.
Yeah, but anyways, blood test came back. I'm in the sun hours in a bathing suit, and I supplement vitamin D, and I got a number of 32. And that's
a number of 32 on what? I don't know what you mean. Gary, hang on. We got to take a break, okay? Don't go away.
Yep.
That line's open, 844-236-6010. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Reveal is not available in stores. There is a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you don't have anything to lose to return to that full head of hair you once had. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com. There's a preferred customer discount up to 25% off as well for Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side talking to Gary in Minnesota. 844-236-6010 is our number. We've got lots of lines open for you. Gary, you there?
Yes,
man,
sir.
I didn't understand what you're saying. What did you say, a 32? What did you mean by that?
Vitamin D hydroxy. I'm looking at the test results. Vitamin
D. Oh, your vitamin D levels.
Yes.
Vitamin D. D as in David.
Level.
Yeah,
and,
I gotcha.
They got a range of like 30 to 100, and 30 is like barely is okay, and 100 and all this. And I'm in the sun every day in a swimsuit, and I supplement, and I had a 32. I was recommended to me to take like 10,000 units a day. And, you know, I hear...
Well, you can't go by the... Your body... The best way, you're doing everything you need to do. I don't know where you got the idea. Which vitamin D, form of vitamin D? Is it 25 hydroxy? Does it say that anywhere?
Yeah. This test says vitamin DOH or something.
Yeah, okay.
Hydroxy, SSD.
Yeah, that's it. That's the right one. So 32 is not bad.
There's so many gurus out there. They want 10,000 units a day. I heard another guru on the wellness thing that if women could get their levels up to 70, it would stamp out.
No, that's not. That's silly. Anybody who no, that's nonsense. Vitamin D works in conjunction with vitamin A. Vitamin D works in conjunction with blood sugar. Vitamin D works in conjunction with calcium. You can't just take one vitamin willy-nilly, especially one. Vitamin D is not even a vitamin. It's a hormone. You got to be very careful with vitamin D. I'm not buying that you got to supplement with crazy amounts of synthetic vitamin D supplement. In fact, there's a lot of research now that indicates that might be a problem. Vitamin D is important. It's incredibly important.
I'm looking at an article in the Minneapolis Tribune. I'll read one sentence out of here.
Do you really want to get health information from the Minneapolis Tribune?
Pardon me?
Do you really want to get health information from the Minneapolis Tribune?
Well, it's...
I don't think so.
It's naming the study and who did it.
It doesn't matter. Read it anyway. Let's hear it. Let me hear it.
It's just... The article says vitamin D boosts won't help bone density. The lead author, Dr. Mark Boland, said that aside from people with severe vitamin D deficiency, there are few people who need supplements. The findings come from
from
3,000 participants. That's it.
Okay, look, studies are BS.
Okay.
Studies are bull crap. I didn't say all research. I said studies that are done on people where they take 3,000 people or 2,000 people or 5,000 people and they determine this, that, or the other thing. I don't buy any of them. Okay?
Okay.
And people who quote studies and use studies don't understand science.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? Biochemistry is science. Epidemiology is not, it is pseudoscience, in my opinion. Epidemiology is the kind of studies where you take 3,000 people and see what their vitamin D levels are and compare how much bone, how much osteoporosis they have, just to give you an example. And this is the way non-scientists try to understand science. And when I say non-scientists, I'm talking about some doctors. I'm talking about a lot of alternative practitioners. In fact, I don't want to mention any names, but there's some really ignorant alternative practitioners who are promoting themselves as nutritionists and as chiropractors who don't know anything about biochemistry but always are quoting epidemiological studies. Oh, they did a study on 5,000 people. There's one guy named, I will call one guy out named T. Colin Campbell, who uses this technique a lot. He wrote a book called The China Study, where they just do these epidemiological studies where they interview people and see what their habits were and try to associate their health challenges with their dietary habits or supplemental habits, etc. So anyway, I don't buy the studies. Let's talk about vitamin D, though. This is more important because vitamin D is incredibly, incredibly valuable. But it doesn't mean you can supplement with it and get the benefit. Because vitamin D works in conjunction, like all vitamins, but especially vitamin D, because it's a hormone. It's not a vitamin. We call it a vitamin because you can get it from food and you can up your levels with from food, but it's really a hormone. It's not a vitamin, along with vitamin A. It's not really a vitamin. It works in a different way than other vitamins. It doesn't just support activity. It makes it happen. Vitamins in general, your B vitamins, vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin K, they act to support chemistry. They help chemistry proceed. They're assistants. Vitamin A and vitamin D are a completely different level. And they work together, by the way. They're involved with building. And they're involved with how the body handles sugar. And they're involved with how the body handles other minerals and other nutrients. There's just so much interaction between vitamin A and D and all and the metabolism, the chemistry of the body. So I would be very careful about supplementing with large amounts of it.
What about small amounts, Ben, with K2? What about small amount if you're stuck in Minnesota for the winter like I am?
Of vitamin D2?
The vitamin D3, like small amounts, like maybe...
Why don't you get a sun lamp? Why don't you get yourself a sun lamp?
Okay.
Why don't you get a good full-spectrum sun lamp and then lay under that? And that's what I recommend for people who live in Minnesota or upstate New York or Seattle or, you know, the Great Northwest.
No supplements of vitamin D. Okay.
I don't want to say no supplements of vitamin D, but the idea of mega-dosing with vitamin D to get your levels up, I'm not buying that. Mega dosing of vitamin D. I think that's a problem. And that article that you read, you know, while on the one hand, I'm not a big believer in studies, I can see the guy's point. You can't just take vitamin D and get better bones. It doesn't work that way. You can't just take a supplement and get better bones and vitamin D or just calcium or just vitamin K for that matter. Building bones is part of the anabolic chemistry. It's part of building chemistry in the body. To build the body, you need... And we've been talking about this. You need nutrients. You need macronutrients. You need micronutrients. You need oxygen. You need you need electrical energy from the circulatory system. You need exercise and stress. Do you follow me here? You need to avoid anything that gets in the way that mucks up the works. Sugar, inflammatory foods. If you're afraid, and I'm not saying this is you, Gary. I'm not picking on you here or pointing. I'm not like making an example out of you here. I'm just saying. In general, if you're eating a lot of sugar, or you're eating problem foods, you've got a digestive health issue, or you're under a lot of stress, and you're hang on, Gary, or you're pumping out a lot of cortisol because of your lifestyle, whatever, and your bones are thinning, and then you go and take vitamin D, it's not going to make a whit bit of difference. So when you read a study like this, I want to know, are the people smoking? Are they eating lots of sugar? Are they subsisting on McDonald's? Are they sedentary? This is the problem with epidemiology. You can't control for all of these various factors.
That's
so, yes, you understand what I'm saying? So
that's a great point.
Of course it is, and nobody ever tells you any of this stuff. So that's the problem with epidemiology, and that's why I don't pay much attention to it. The fact of the matter is, from a biochemical standpoint, vitamin D is critical. The body has evolved to make vitamin D from the sun, a reaction between the sun and the skin, cholesterol in the skin. You know, vitamin D is cholesterol, Gary? It's a version of cholesterol. It's a type of cholesterol. So vitamin D, the sun hits cholesterol on the skin, tweaks it a little bit, you get your vitamin D. And then from that point, by the way, it has to be activated in the liver and the kidneys. So vitamin D is not vitamin D until it's activated. It doesn't have vitamin D properties until it's activated. So if you got a kidney problem, if you got a liver problem, you're not going to be activating the vitamin D. So you've got to work on the entire system. You can't just take supplements. You can't just take vitamin D for your bones. Anyway, I didn't mean to rip you there.
Oh,
I hope that's okay.
That was interesting. What about the A1C? We were talking about, I have that glaucoma in my left eye. I'm doing real well with it. I got 20/20 vision on it. I just
good,
got checked.
Good for you.
Pardon me?
Good for you. That's awesome.
And I'm doing real, real well with it. But you always thought that was had some relation maybe to the, you know, your glucose. I got this glucose test. I got 4.7 on the A1C. I happen to take the blood test. Does that mean anything to you?
You know, it's about right. It's not a big deal. But how's your weight? That's the best indicator of
blood. 5 pounds. I'm 5'5".
145?
5'5". Worked out.
Are you lean? Is it a lean 145 or is it a death of belly thing going on?
Well, I got that injury, Ben, 7 months ago. I haven't been able to
Gary, I'm not picking on you. I'm not picking on you. Gary, I'm not picking on you.
I haven't been able to lift weights for 7 or 8 months.
Has nothing to do with that. Has nothing to do with that, Gary. Do you have a little belly fat going on?
There's maybe a small amount I could lose, yeah.
You're probably okay. I wouldn't worry about it too much. Go by your symptoms.
That was one of the questions I had for a senior, you know, guy like, you know, a senior. Do you think that optimum weight is perfect or a little subcutaneous fat is okay?
It doesn't go by any of that. It doesn't go by any of that. It just goes by you. It goes by your body mass. You want to make sure you don't have everybody can have, it's hard not to have a little bit of body fat, belly fat, I should say. Belly
That's
fat, not
saying.
Body fat. It's the belly fat. Belly fat that you want to be focusing on. That's the best indicator. There's other indicators too. Glaucoma is definitely an indicator. Thinning bones is an indicator. Accelerated aging. But a quick down and dirty way to tell if you're having problems processing sugar is belly fat. All right, Gary, I got to go. Only got about 20 seconds. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. And that's it for us on the Bright Side. Thanks for listening, friends. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
In these uncertain times,